lady, but I do not think she had to curse so much the way she did. She was cursing way too much. But I agree with what she said on this shit. Now, this is why I agree that you have to work for yourself. I do not care what people say. I was literally talking to my coworker the other day about this, and I kept telling people, you will not be able to rely on a job that you have to come in and clock out at. And somebody didn't believe me. I said, no, you have got to have your own business. That's why I started my own business. That's why I was like, no, because not just that, y'all. Everything she said about the stresses of work is so real. I am so sick of every time I go somewhere, you're literally getting, you're getting made to do twice the work because they don't have enough people there. And then when you do want to show up and do the work, the worst part is you don't want to stay and you don't ever want to come back because you're like, see, and then there's drama and then there's nonsense. And of course, as you know, the field I'm in, I go to places and they don't have supplies. And I tell them, I said, I'm not working if you don't have supplies. It's like, this is crazy. And y'all, it's insane that I feel like you have to ask companies for bare minimum stuff. Like this lady just said that she worked at a job that was paying her what? Pennies. Y'all, the job didn't even have a bathroom that the employees could use. What? What you mean y'all don't have a bathroom? There is no way you can work anywhere from 8 to 12 hours. And you telling me that you don't have to go to the bathroom? And she is not kidding. I mean, literally everything she said about them not caring about you. Also, too, I wanted to add this part in it. I feel like people don't even understand that there are people who work that are working homeless people. And then there are people that work at the job that are, because y'all need to hear this. There are people that work at the job that are, what is it called? It's the working homeless and it's the, what is it? Yes, people who come to work hungry. That's what I was trying to say. Yes, because that's true. People literally cannot afford food anymore. So they can't even afford to basically be able to get to and from work, yet alone get, you know, a decent meal, something, right, to put on their stomach and then be able to do their jobs, right? I can't make this up. They're not lying. And the sad part is about this. Now, this is just the truth. I think the sad part is when you speak up, when you say something, you're penalized or you get in trouble for saying the truth. That's why I don't like going into places where I have to clock in and clock out. That's why I literally hate it. Because I know every time I go, it's y'all, it's the same thing. This is why when I started my business, I was like, nah, I'm putting my all into this. I was like, I cannot see myself doing what I see most people do, which is they just work there. And I cannot make this up. You don't get no benefit from it. On top of that, you don't get no sense of peace. You don't. And she is not lying. You, in this current time period we live in, you do feel like you would rather work for your own self and bust your butt every day than to do what some people do, is they have to clock in and clock out. And I made a comment one time and I said, how long is that going to last? Now, if y'all don't understand what I mean, I'll explain to you. How long is it going to last that these companies will have employees that bust their butt every day? I believe eventually, like I told y'all, you know, they're going to lose those people as well, because we're in a current economic situation where it's uncertainty. No one is going to want to stay in something like that. So then I want to add this too, because I'm like, wow, just like really, I didn't think the lady had to curse so much, but she did make a lot of valid points. I'm like, yeah, some of the things, especially when she said she went to the, she said the people in her office at work called in there and said, it just seems like you're only here to get a paycheck. And I could not stop laughing. And she's like, why else would I be here? And I was like, y'all, oh my God. Okay. It reminds me of that delusional man. He's a white dude that's like a millionaire or billionaire or something. And he's extremely out of touch with reality. And I started laughing because he made some video where he said, we need to remind these people that it is an honor to work for us, not the other way around. And I'm looking at this man in this way of like, let me see if I get this right. Have most companies actually even looked at or even honored people who stayed at their jobs for years? I know I was one of those people that stayed at where I was for years and then I quit. I was like, no, I want to start my own business. I was like, I'm not doing this with people, right? And what made me laugh was, you don't get a pay raise every time. They don't care about if you're sick. All they want to know is are you going to come or not? But what's the truth is, there are things that happen in your life that pop up, whether you have sick children, you know, that's for some people who have families and kids, right? Or whether you yourself as an adult have to take time off or a day off or XYZ. But anywho, right? So I'm sitting there pretty much looking at this stuff. Now, I know there's going to be some people that's going to be in their feelings about this, but that's fine. I look at some of it and I say, so what are y'all going to do when you actually no longer have workers? Right? And what I mean by that is people don't believe it. You can't kill your workers. They're literally at the point of what I feel like in a certain time period we live in. I do. I feel like most of these companies are trying to kill their workers. I cannot make this up. If the people that do sign up for the job come every day, they do what they're supposed to do, they go home, why are you trying to rate these people as below average or XYZ or act like these people don't do their jobs? I said the reality that y'all actually face of what y'all are mad about, and some people gonna get upset, but it's true. I said the anger and what they're upset about has more so to do with the fact of what I talked about like a year or two ago, where I said there is no way in this current society these companies will continue to run for 5 years. You are not going to make it in 5 years. Most of these corporations will fail. And everything I kept saying was true because I said, I'm a person that worked for companies before for years. And I'm telling you, there were so many times when I'm telling y'all, I quit, like my previous job, right? I quit that job because I was disgusted by the way they were treating my other coworkers. And I remember people was like, oh, girl, you can only worry about you. I said, no, honey, if they're going to treat the people who've been working here like that for years, could you imagine what they're going to do to me after my 1 year anniversary, 2 year anniversary, 3 year anniversary? Nobody wanted to see my perspective on this. I thought that was so crazy. I'm like, nah, that's disturbing. So I'm going to explain to y'all what I mean, right? So one of my coworkers was severely sick. Now, when she began working there, she was not sick at all. She worked there full time, benefits. Was just like me. We both worked full time. We both was coming in anywhere from 4 to 5 days a week, right? You get your 2 days off. And then the following week, you would have like 3 days off. So it's either 5 days, 2 days, or it's 4 days, three, like that, right? So, of course, when I first started, I had already put all my time off from work. Okay. And I remember telling them, no, I'm not trading time off with nobody. I put this stuff in way before anything happened, right? Now, here's what's crazy about this, right? Because the more I see this stuff, people just prove, they just prove points to me that I just be like, see, this is the stuff I'm talking about, right? So, for example, I basically saw them run this coworker into the ground. And it wasn't just her, it was multiple people, okay? And mind y'all, at this company, they got people who've been working there for 7 years, 5 years, 13 years, 2 years, 4 years, 7 years, six. You know, it's in between. So clearly they have people who definitely come in and day out. So when this person started getting sick, not a single coworker cared, not a single manager, no one cared. And mind y'all, anytime this coworker kept calling out, all they kept doing was basically penalizing her. But the truth was, y'all, you know why she got sick? Because she ran her body into the ground from working for them so much. There was no thank you. There's no bonus. There's no this. And guess what? She did all that because she has children to take care of. But the minute she got sick, it was like, ew. Like, get out this company. We don't need you. Y'all can say, I watched this happen. I was so disgusted by them literally not caring. She was touching death. She's still sick now. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. And then, y'all, this was the crazy part, right? Then when she showed them proof that she had these problems, they still did not care. They were like, well, we're still going to have to write you up, y'all. And this is crazy. At our job, this is the policy. If you are sick or if something happens, all you are required to do is go get a doctor's note to prove why you were out, especially if you say you were sick. I cannot make this up. I watched multiple coworkers come in with a doctor's note proving they were there, even showing them that they have a history of different conditions. Okay, and mind you, this was after they started working there. Do you know the people at the company still was like, they don't care? I cannot make up what I tell y'all. That's why it's crazy to me. I'm thinking to myself, like, you can't be serious. Y'all, for real. For real. I will never, oh my gosh, I will literally never forget how dirty they did that person. I was like, and multiple people like this, by the way. It wasn't just one. Now, mind you, oh, they were shocked when I was just like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. Y'all have a good day. No, I'm not going to give you a notice, because I was just like, to see how y'all did people who work for you for years, doubles and triples and this, and when they got sick, you couldn't even like sympathize, nothing. And y'all cannot make this up. The only reason why they care was because I'm a person that said something. I was like, you do realize this person is severely ill. They can barely walk. it's hard for them to do anything. I was like, don't you think they should take time off? But the company basically doesn't care. So then they got very upset when I said, I refuse to work alone. I refuse. I was like, if you bring me somewhere and I say you put me anywhere where I'm by myself, I'm going to leave. Why they was looking at me, y'all, like I had lost my mind or something. I said, I'm not doing anything alone. I don't care who runs the company. I don't care about any of that. I said, I will not throw my back out. I will not become sick and ill like y'all have made majority of your workers in here. And I said, you will not put me in a position to jeopardize my health, my mental health. And then on top of that, you still want me to come back tomorrow. Yeah, I don't do those things. And I'm telling y'all, I got very much hated for standing up for myself. But guess what? When I went back to work, they didn't put me by myself. They made sure I had somebody with me. Because I told y'all, these people know. They know. And what's crazy is y'all can't make this up. And it's crazy to hear these millionaires and billionaires say this. Don't you also have a team of people that help you? So how dare you tell a worker that's in your company to do all these roles themselves when you or even yourself have a team? I cannot make this up, y'all. There is not a single person that's that wealthy that does not have a team of people that help them. A fucking team. A whole team. And I'm telling y'all, it's every day. It's every day. They got a person that does this role, that role, this role, that role. So it's crazy to hear them try to act like they are emulating some level of something when you literally should be the example. And then, y'all, I promise you, let it be them. They're going to make sure they got them a team of people. You see what I'm saying? They will. While you will sit there and look basically crazy. Oh, and they don't care. Y'all want y'all to know that too. They don't. I looked at that and was like, And that's what that man said when he sat up there and said, oh, people should be honored, y'all. Let me ask the public a question, okay? Have you ever went to a job and felt like you were, it was an honorable position? Did you feel like the company treated you as though you were honorable? Isn't it disgusting how they will say, come to my place of employment or this company that they own and work for us and you should be honored? But nothing there gives you the benefits. You are not getting food. You are not getting service. When you are sick or dying, nothing is covered. The insurance of most of these companies are actually terrible. Oh, honey. Yeah, I have so many incidences that I could explain to you. But I literally was like, oh my goodness. So literally seeing that, I'm going to watch the rest of this video. But I wanted to, y'all, we had to talk about this. I said, I just know these people are not for real. But I want y'all to see the hypocrisy amongst these people. It is. It's hypocrisy. There is no way you can look me in my face and you, a person is a billionaire and a millionaire, and lie and say you don't have a team of people that help you do everything. Daily things. They do. Daily things, y'all. Whether it's paperwork, whether it's taxes, whether it's small little things. They got an assistant. Somebody has to run an errand. I promise you, these folks got teams of people. They could not do that stuff by themselves one freaking day, but will expect folks in a company they own to do 30 or 40, 50 different tasks for one person with no help. Insanity. Insanity. And mind y'all, this is across the board. I've seen a multitude of people in different fields. You cannot tell me that that's not insane. Okay. I had to make my point on that. I was like, mm-mm. And y'all, this is not the first time personally that I've ever seen this, but it's true. And I'm telling y'all, this is every working industry. I don't care what industry people work in, it is the same. And guess what? When the person gets ill or something from that position and eventually has to quit, guess what? Then they take whatever that role that has been, that person who has left or resigned, okay, or quit, you know what they do next? That's crazy. After they do this, do y'all see what happens? Do y'all see what happens? They now give you or make other people that already worked there split the work of the person that left, who they exhausted and damn near killed, who also did not receive help. I cannot make up what I tell people. Mm. Yep. Boy, I had to talk about this today. And it's so funny that I end up seeing this because I was up here looking and I was just like, there is no way I'm getting ready to do this. See, this is why I always make sure I keep the extra on me. Y'all, oh my goodness, I had to tell people about this. I had to. I was just like, has anybody else ever, let's say you noticed it or maybe you seen this? I was like, there is no way. I'm trying to tell y'all, boy. And you know what else I noticed as well? Now, this is not my first time experiencing it. I noticed how upset or irritated these people will become. And y'all, this is why it's so bad. It's like they'll have the higher up people will try to get mad at the managers. And then the managers be taking all their rage out on the workers. And then so on and so on. When really, the person that's the problem is the companies that allow you to do XYZ amount of things by yourself. Mm-hmm. I told y'all. That's why I kept saying the stuff I was saying. And that's why I also kept saying, that's why when I look at some of the situations of people, I'm like, I cannot believe this. And y'all, that's why I said, I was like, nah, I'm going to stop my own business. I said, I'm not dealing with the continuing level of nonsense that I constantly see. I'm serious. I made sure I paid my taxes. I did this. And yes, y'all, I say that because this just shows me everything. It's like this just verifies it. You ever seen situations where you'll be like, man, and y'all, I say that because look at the people who've been working for these companies for years and look what they did to them. And guess what? They're now in a position. These people who did this, they ran their body to the ground, destroyed themselves physically, all this other stuff. Now that they're in that position, y'all, do you think any of those companies care that them people work themselves to basically the bone and now they can't do anything? They can't even work anymore because they're literally that physically ill or some of them go mental? For real. I've seen people that I'm telling y'all, yes, their job has made them crazy. Folks do not believe it. I'll be like, that ain't normal. It's not, y'all. It's not. The things they tell me, I'll be like, that is not normal that stuff like that happens. Let me wait until this person comes up. Y'all, I can't make up what I'm telling you. I even was talking to a lady the other day who told me this, and I didn't even know this. She basically was like, they want to stop people who work multiple jobs or whatever. And I thought that was crazy because I told you I've always kept multiple strengths. I don't believe in having one job or doing one thing because I keep telling people there is no way you can actually survive or live like that. You literally can't. And anytime somebody basically trying to tell me you can, I kind of also look at them sideways or up the head because I know that they're basically lying. Hello. I do. It is. Hold on. 22:52. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All in the trap.
Yes, sir. Yes. You too, honey. Y'all, I just cannot believe that. We had to talk about this, boy. I was like, there is absolutely no way, honey. But yeah, y'all. This is why. I remember so many people thought I was crazy when I was just like, there is no way you could survive off of this. And literally seeing that stuff happen to my coworkers just proved my point when I was like, that's why I cannot rely on jobs. I was like, you can't. Because I was like, look at what they did to these people. Right, loyal members. And I told y'all, if you haven't seen my previous video, I made one where I said, the old environment of jobs don't exist in our current society. Okay, I basically explained to someone that that's why I don't really listen to old people about anything, because not trying to be mean, when it comes to this subject, their old way of thinking doesn't apply to this current new world that we live in. And this is a new world, whether you realize it is or not. This is a whole shift. It's not the same. You know, you're not going to be able to get and or do and or, you know, there are things you're just not going to be able to do. I'm so glad they fixed these roads. It took them a month to do it, like a couple months, but they are so much better. This is in this area, y'all. This area has so many potholes. It was so bad. Like, it was to the point where I think people were damaging their vehicles from it. They finally fixed it, though. It took them a couple months, but they did. But anywho, yeah, I had to tell y'all. I was like, let me talk about this, because I was like, I don't think most people even realize that the same thing I just explained, I don't even think most people have thought about it. I was like, there is no way you can live like that. And when I saw, like I told you, companies treat you like you're a throwaway person, or treat you like you lazy, or like you don't do anything. That's why I hate hearing the older generation try to say, oh, nobody wants to work, or oh, people are lazy. No, those are gaslighting words used to manipulate the working class who've done nothing but work all their effing life. Okay? That is crazy and disgusting to hear corporations call working class people lazy and gaslight them and say you don't want to work. No, they have worked so much to the bone that these people are now physically ill. Okay? Or they have worked them so much that they condition them to believe that you don't deserve more money, or you don't deserve better pay, or you don't XYZ. I'm just letting y'all know. I see what they're doing. You know? I know gaslighting. I know BS 101. Baby, that's what that is. Gaslighting, BS 101. No, no. Right. And I'm thinking, man, and I'm telling y'all, I can't unsee what happened to my coworkers. I can't unsee that. I was like, no, that's disgusting. I was like, these people gave you their years. I was like, oh no, oh no. That's when my mindset about work, my mindset about jobs completely changed. I was like, no. Oh, I hate when they don't have this. Come on, because I got the turn. Anywho, do y'all see what I mean? I can't make up what I'm telling y'all, though. I just want you to see that this is what I kept constantly noticing. I was just like, this is ridiculous. You know, when you really start thinking like that and realizing that what I'm saying is true, y'all, I cannot make this up. I have actually never met a person that wasn't hardworking. That's what's wild. Not one man, whether it was a woman, people got kids, families. I've never met an adult that wasn't hardworking. Kids, child, nothing. Because most of us, if you were born in the 90s, 80s, 70s, XYZ, most of us had a job by the time we was in. We had a job since high school. Most of us. So to hear people say that you're lazy and you didn't work since you've basically been a teenager, and now you're a grown adult, it is crazy. To hear someone gaslight you and say that people don't want to work or that they're lazy, it's disgusting. It's like, I can't tell y'all, it's like a different level of rude to me. That's right, it's just a lie. Now, here is the next part I start realizing. As y'all know, I told you I was looking up what they were talking about when they were saying that people will not be able to afford their mortgages coming up within like the next month or whatever. And I'm thinking, like, Jesus, that's sad. Or I'm thinking, like, God, that's crazy. You know, like, listening to what they're talking about. And all I could think of was, damn, I'm like, if that's what's happening, I was just like, y'all, guess what? They're going to pay people even less than what they're paying them now. Because they want people to believe and accept and agree, right, consciously, that everybody somehow deserves less and you need to do more. When in reality of it, that is the mindset of a slave. Think about it. Think about the history of America. Look how long they had black people be slaves. because they condition their minds to believe that this is all you deserve. We do everything, you do nothing, yada, yada, yada. That's the same narrative they push on the public. It is. You couldn't even convince me otherwise. People sound crazy. If you ask me, everybody deserves a raise. Everybody deserves more money. And there's not a single person in the world that should have a mindset where they feel like they literally believe they don't deserve to pay their bills and take care of their kids. It's like, the stuff I hear, man, it's crazy. I'm like, who tells people this stuff? They are the true definition of gaslighters. I'm telling y'all. True definition of manipulation, right? If you ask any of these people to write a book, the book should be How to Keep a Slave a Slave 101. That's what they've been currently doing. And that's why I kept telling people that you should really pursue starting your own business, doing whatever it takes day in and day out, because I said eventually, I cannot make this up. Doing things on your own time, you'll probably still have a better chance of taking way better care of yourself than you ever would if it was the other way around and you were basically working for a corporation. Do you understand? I sat up there and thought to myself, that is ridiculous. And as y'all know, I already told you, I personally believe they are attacking family dynamics, and as well as trying to use single childless people as a scapegoat. And I'm thinking, how is a person who didn't add, who didn't have a baby and didn't do nothing wrong to nobody anywhere, I was like, how would they be to blame for why families don't have something? I have literally heard people try to push this narrative in like some way or some form as if you're the problem and you're to blame. And I said, that sounds like patriarchy's BS 101, right? Then I said, that's no different than when I told y'all, when anytime there's a problem in society, they look to scapegoat and they usually try to blame that on black people. When I used to just laugh and be like, how can black people be the blame to anything? I was just like, you sound crazy. I said, okay, I cannot make this up. I watched a video yesterday where people were trying to blame black people for the war from the Palestinians and the Israelis, which absolutely has nothing to do with us. And I remember thinking, God, these people are insane. Here they are again looking for a scapegoat. And I thought it was so crazy to literally see this, see people who don't have enough sense to think, to realize that what I'm saying is true. I was just like, no, you can't. I was like, no, in no correlation would that ever be a person's fault except for who started the war, who created the war, and realizing what is the benefit behind the war. And I promise you, if you look at any of the history in America, black people especially have not benefited from anything, any wars, anything that has happened in this world. So you know that we're not the problem. Exactly. I always tell people, that's the truth of when they say follow the money. That's really true. That's where you see all the actual issues actually occur. I was like, because there is no way that every single time something is, you know, what's the name's fault? Someone's fault or these people, it's disturbing. Y'all, it was just so crazy to hear grown adults try to blame a race of people for a war. It was like, God, these people are insane. Because no one wants to admit the problem is greed. The problem is this level of capitalism that has happened is so severe and so bad that people are now in a position of life where they literally are trying to basically harm folks. And mind you, that's anybody. This ain't just a black or white thing. Anyone. It's like no one is seeing that's the truth. I cannot make this up, right? I was laughing. So when I was working for this one company, I noticed what they did instantly, right? They started gaslighting the public and the working class people again, which of course I kind of just rolled my eyes. I'm like, here they go gaslighting again. And what they did when they was gaslighting people, they lowered the pay rate of all the employees who had worked there, including the people who've been working there, right? Even though when I worked there, I told you I had been working there already for like two or three years. They tried to, this is what they did. Okay, I'm going to show y'all the technique they use. So they fired people, right? I want you to hear this. They fired people and then they allow you to be a rehire. Now that you're rehired, they pay you less. Then they say, oh, we'll give you small incentives, okay? Then they'll tell you, oh, you don't work hard enough. Do y'all see the mind game? That's part of their BS 101. They do this all the time. And mind you, I see this at levels at the top, the middle, and the bottom. It is the same. It is the same technique. I said, they are so crazy.
Now, mind you, what really has happened is positions that they can no longer afford to pay people because they're greedy, and they're going to always feel as though they need more and other people need less. They try to eliminate all the positions, right, of these different areas, and then that's how they're able to restructure a company or business and then hire you at a lower rate and then give you pennies to the dollar. And then tell you that you're the problem, you're not working hard enough, you're the issue, even though, y'all, you could have been working somewhere for years. Never been late. I'm telling y'all, I've seen people with stellar records. They never be late. They always on time. In a whole year that they was hired, they were probably, what, late once or called out once the whole year. But everything else they did was spectacular. They just did their job. They went, I cannot make up what I'm telling y'all. I have seen what they've done. Told y'all. I know one thing. I am not the problem. Oh, Jesus. Y'all did not expect this little turn. Do y'all see my point? Oh, boy. I didn't even, you know, and this is so interesting because I think when I first was, talking about this and kind of realizing that I guess other people who haven't, I guess, necessarily had the experience, or you guys, I would say, can't tell that people are doing things like this, right? You probably just wouldn't know better. And I was like, man, I gotta tell people about this. Because I was like, I think so many people who either you don't know anything about how some people run businesses or see it, you probably think that it's so crazy. But really, this is what they do. You know? I know, y'all. I know some people out there like, well, I did this and none of this. It's not you. Right? It's none of us. We're not the problem, y'all. We've never been the problem. We did our part of the bargain.
Now they could have tied these bags, but they did wrong. Y'all, I mean, they didn't tie none of these bags up for these people. Oh, that's right. Where is the numbers at? Oh, there ain't no numbers. Okay. Oh. All right. Well, yeah, y'all. Okay, y'all already know what I was thinking. Boy. Okay. Now, as I kind of was realizing this, let me pull this up, guys. There we go. But yeah, y'all, as I was realizing some of these things, I sat there and I was thinking to myself, like,
These folks know they are dead wrong. Yeah, I told y'all. And I know so many people who was like, oh, now this is, do y'all see why now, when I was basically making a comment, how I said there are certain things that I just would not do? Y'all, and I remember when I was talking about these things, because y'all, it was the way, I think somebody was trying to make me feel as though like I was, you know, tripping, like overthinking it or something. But because I've worked in my field for so long, I just be like, yeah, these people, they ain't gonna stress me out. And I'm telling y'all, most of the women and men or people that I see in my field, they're miserable. They are, they're miserable. And I would think to myself, yeah, I'm not gonna do something that causes me misery. I was like, I would rather just be happy, do me, and I said, just work for myself. Eventually, and people right now, you know why it's crazy? I feel like currently, they're not gonna be able to see it, right? Because like I told y'all, it's just like when I was talking about the food shortage and stuff and the water. People don't believe that either. They think currently, that's also crazy. And I was just like, man, yeah, y'all. And I can't make up what I tell y'all. Majority of these people, I asked somebody this. I said, how long do you think you could maintain to be unhappy? Pull up in your driveway. What are you doing, honey? Y'all, this person is just, I'm talking about lollygagging. But I was like, how long do people think they'll be unhappy in the fields they're in before, I guess, they realize that this is just not something you're going to keep doing? Right? I went to so many places, y'all. Every time I go to those places, you know why I laugh? Because they're usually always miserable. And in my head, I asked one lady this, right? And she looked at me crazy. I said, why don't you just start your own business doing the same thing you do now? Because I was like, at least you'll get paid more. And I said, at least you can get tax credits, you know, X, Y, Z. I was like, why do this for another company for basically nothing? When I made a comment and said, you could just do what I do. I said, that's why I work for myself. I was like, no. Because I said, at some point, I was like, trust me when I tell you, it's going to get irritating. Mm-hmm. I said, you're going to get so irritated by whether it's the work policies, the companies, them overworking you, or worse, you're coming in doing the same level of work, doing, making you do like 50, 60 tasks plus someone else's work who either, like I told y'all, they quit all the time, they leave, whatever the reason is. I said, instead, you could just work for yourself and do the same thing, and at least you'll get paid more, do this. And y'all see the way people look at you. They'll look at you like you said something foreign, like a different language they didn't understand or something. I'm just like, you cannot, you just can't live like that. Yeah. A lot of people was mad when I started talking about that. I just shook my head. I was like, well, I guess that's on y'all. I'm so serious, y'all. So many people was mad when I started talking about this. And I'm going to be real with you. I did not feel bad, but I knew, especially, I'm telling y'all, majority of the women in the field and stuff I'm in, y'all got to realize most of them women is like 50, 60 something years old. Okay? It's only a few of us that's young. Like me and maybe like two other girls that I work with, we're the only ones that's like in our late 20s or we like just turned 30. But I look at them and think to myself, there is no way that they're going to continue to be like this and this going to work for the next whatever years. Like, I just know it. And I know it's just not my field. Right? I see it global. I'm like, this is not going to work. Okay? And then I was, what was it? Before I did work at home. Now, I will tell you, I did enjoy working remotely. Working at home was cool. But I'm not going to lie to you. Something about sitting in a desk all day was like really irritating to me. Like, I'm a person, I ain't gonna lie, I like to move. I like to be able to walk outside and breathe and X, Y, Z. But I will tell you, working from home definitely saves you a lot. Because you're not wasting your, you know, car, gas, whatever you want to say. But the truth is, each thing has its own benefit. Now, I will tell you, one thing I didn't like about remote work was I hated how a manager could just pull you into a meeting randomly when you're in the middle of working. That I thought was stupid and crazy. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Right? white manager, when I was doing that, I could tell she was racist and she had some issue with me. But I really believe her problem was she believed she deserved more credit than other people. And I'm just like, you are not the only hardworking person, honey, that's in the world. You're just not. And in her mind, I believe she thinks that she is. And I just had to laugh. Right. And I keep telling y'all, without your team, you're nothing. People do not believe it. I believe she's one of the women that's going to live to see that level of truth. You, without your team, you're nothing. You can manage all you want to, but without your team, you can't do everything alone. Right. You can answer every single call that comes. You're one person. You can file and handle this and put this form and handle that complaint and do. You can't. Like I said, these people, no matter what position of life they're in, it really requires a team effort. Multiple people. I know, y'all. That's the world we're living in, though. I was like, man, I could not wait to elaborate on this subject. And mind you, this is not the only time or only thing I've ever seen that's the same. I told someone, because I heard there were people who told me that they work like 5 or 6 days a week. And so I made a comment and said, if you work 5 or 6 days a week and you're not working for yourself, that makes no sense. I'm not working 5 or 6 days a week for a company. I just cannot see myself being happy. And people, I think, get upset that I choose my happiness over being miserable in a company. I was like, you can't. I was like, you could probably get these people 2 to 3 days. That's like the best you could do. And I said, in those 2 and 3 days, you can do some good work. But I was like, to come there and give them that 110% every day when they know people quit every day, get resign every day, or get fired, anything. And you're also forced to do those people work as well. People be sounding crazy when they're shocked at the lack of basically quality. And my thought process is always, well, how can you expect quality when you overwork every single person in your entire staffing building? You can't expect great production from something like that. That's a terrible work environment, right? Just like I told y'all, one girl, oh, this is another thing that happened. I was so irritated by this. I was at work and this one girl, she was working, y'all, and just passed the hell out in the kitchen. And I'm just sitting up here thinking to myself, y'all, we was just getting these people dinner, she passed out. That's it. She literally just passed out. And I'm up here looking at this person like, no. Mm-mm. You know why it was crazy to see that? Because it was just like, wow, these people definitely don't care about these folks. And y'all know what they did? They sat there and just looked at her for like 5 or 10 minutes laying on the ground. I was like, why don't y'all just call 911? She literally just passed out. Come to find out, they had no idea that she was a diabetic, y'all, and she hadn't eaten anything all day, and that's why she passed out. She had worked the double. She already worked the one shift. Now she was working the second one, and she was like, oh, they didn't give me time for lunch. Boy, that's another thing we're going to talk about as far as working. When I tell y'all the level of companies that will not give you a lunch break is freaking disgusting, okay? And when you're hungry and you've done your part and you're ready to take your lunch break, it is so disgusting to see these people tell you that you can wait or you can take it later. And then an example like that happens where you have people who already work for you that have health conditions or things like that. And look, she passed out and fell out. They had to call 911 and send her to the hospital. But the truth is, if she would have had her proper lunch break, none of this would have happened. And guess what? They still, of course, made everybody else do 10 times more work because now they have no one to replace the person that just had to leave and go to the hospital. And I'm thinking like, see, this is exactly why I was like, I'm choosing myself. I was like, this is just not a good work environment. People can't, they can't continue to live like this. I was like, this is crazy. I cannot make up what I'm telling y'all. I was like, wow. Oh yeah, you know they didn't care. Y'all know they didn't care about her passing out. Because I remember the next day I came to work, I was like, is she okay? Like, what happened to her? I was like, did somebody check on her? Or this is the third? Nope, of course they didn't. Yeah, that's my answer to y'all. Of course they didn't. Because you had to see how true that was. I'm going to say it again. Of course they didn't. And I remember going around asking other coworkers to give me her phone number or, you know, do you know where she lives at or do you know what hospital she's in? I was going to go visit her and bring her something to eat and just see if she is okay. And I just remember feeling like really disgusted by you know, just the job. Like, just seeing them do her like that, I'm like, God. Y'all, and then the crazy part is acting like she the problem. Yeah, they was, y'all, they were literally acting like this woman was the problem. I can't make up what to tell you.
Yeah, I see this all the time. I do. I see this all the time when I'm dealing with companies or working for them. And as I've said before, once you see it, you can't unsee stuff like this. I swear, it's like it does something, maybe like to your mind or something, where you're just like, these people cannot be serious. Y'all. Yes. Oh, you know what? Let me go to the other location. I just thought about that. They probably got way more busy over there. Here it is. Y'all, I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. And as a person that's worked in my field, trust me, I have tried a multitude of things, and then when I finally find something I like, that I'm like, you know I can make something out of this, and then create something more out of this, I was like, I see it, right? Y'all, I'm not kidding when I tell you, just, for me, it's the idea of looking at people. I already know what some of y'all are thinking. You're like, what do you mean? People do this, or sometimes you see this. Okay, so let me break some of this down for you.